and welcome to the worst collection ever. The worst.
The worst collection ever.
The worst. Welcome to the worst collection ever here on Sideshow Network, brought to you by Comics on Comics, where the greatest comic minds meet the greatest minds in comics. I'm Sean.
And I'm Jen.
And once again, we are here to talk about our lousy comic book collection filled with stuff that...
Junk.
Junk that people, you know...
It's just junk. Just go with junk.
Well, it's not so much junk, but why do we own it? I don't know.
Because we're idiots and assholes.
I called somebody an asshole today for being a DJ.
Well, like a guy who like
plays
crappy EDM in like a club or something.
Well, that person's an asshole.
Or you mean like a dude on the radio doing traffic?
No, I mean I'm going to that All Time Low show.
Uh huh.
And there's something on there that was like, and Mark Hoppus from Blink-182 doing DJ sets.
And you called him an asshole?
And I was like, what an asshole! You know, because he's just going to be playing, like, NoFX and, like, pop-punk jams in between bands.
Uh-huh.
Which is something I used to do when I used to be a DJ.
So you were an asshole?
I was a new metal asshole.
You had a metal show.
It was a metal show based in the fact that there was a band that was metal. That I played
occasionally,
but the rest of it was just horking chunks of garbage.
Fair enough.
Passed as popular hard music at the time.
Fair enough.
Because I was like, man, I like it hard.
Yeah.
I'm not very proud of it. I am proud of myself. That's how I got to where I am today.
Good job, babe.
Anyways. Why do we get started talking about that? Anyways,
I have no idea what
so,
you're talking about.
So here we are talking about our comics, and it's on the eve of
Free Comic Book Day tomorrow.
So
yay,
if you
Free Comic Book
well,
Day.
Well, it's not that nobody's gonna hear this, but if you know, you're not gonna hear this until after. But you know, support your local comic book store.
Make sure you like buy something when you go into those comic book stores too, because it actually costs the comic book stores money to get these free comic books.
Yes. Yeah, they're doing it for you.
Yeah. So, you know, some of the bigger publishers, maybe it doesn't cost as much, but the indies, getting those free comic books might cost a little bit more. So it helps support your local comic book shop and go in and, you know, buy something.
Yeah.
Buy that trade you've had your eye on.
Or buy something. Just buy a new comic. Just be like, I get some free comics, and then be like, you know what, I'm going to buy this thing. You could do it, you know. So, you know, and even if you're just, you know, if you're a comic book fan and you just go in, you know, just buy something.
Yeah.
Like us.
Yeah.
Like, we buy plenty of cheap comics, particularly this one.
Yeah.
Or two of these. First one we're going to do is Hawkman.
Oh, man.
From Volume 2. Hawkman, Volume 2, from November 1987.
Mm-hmm.
This is actually the penultimate issue
of
this run.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Yeah, this is the second to last issue of this run until, I think, like, when they rebooted him for the millionth time. But,
Hawkman's been, he's been around the block.
Hawkman,
with the whole reboots... Origins.
Reimaginings and stuff like that. And
he's a mess.
He's got a messed up.
He's just all
history.
Yeah, he's all messy.
But here he is in his book, where on the cover it is Hawkwoman.
Hawkwoman and the Gentleman Ghost.
Gentleman Ghost.
That's right, the Gentleman Ghost, who really should just be lost in a Harry Potter book somewhere, but no, he's in this comic book.
So. Anyways, we start with Hawkman in a rainstorm.
Yeah, it's really, really funny.
He's wet, and he's flying, and he's screaming Shaira's name.
Because she is now gone.
She's gone somewhere.
Whatever happened to her in the last issue, she is now gone, and Hawkman is very upset.
Right.
So he is screaming her name in the middle of a very strong rainstorm, maybe like a nor'easter, if you will.
Yeah, I don't know where
hurricane.
He's at.
We're not sure, but it's a bad storm.
So he, so he's outside, and there's this dude named Stewart, and I don't know if the, isn't John Stewart.
I couldn't figure that out.
Because I tried to look this up and see if I could figure it out, and he did not pop up like on the DC Wiki as a special guest here.
Yeah, so I'm assuming it's just his name is Stewart. I thought, because if you see here, and I realize now, this one panel, he looks like what he's doing is like pushing his ear like he would if it were a Justice League communicator, like in the show, but I realize that he's putting his hand up to his mouth and yelling at Hawkman.
Oh, yeah, I just noticed
that. Because I honestly was like, is this John Stewart? Why isn't he...
Why does he just put on his ring?
Right, and why does he need Hawkman's help? Maybe his ring is gone, or whatever, but I think this is just another character who happens to be black and who happens to be named Stewart.
Yeah, so it just, and it's for whatever reason, he's yelling for Hawkman to come back in, and he gets whipped off the roof by the wind. And yeah, that's why I was like, well, why don't you John Stewart?
That's exactly what I thought. I was like, why doesn't he just use his ring? But maybe it's not him.
I don't think it is. I guess
not.
So Hawkman grabs him, and he instead of he loses control of his flying, and he just slams into, he does the Batman special.
Oh yeah, where he just like goes through a window.
Yeah, just flies through a window.
Yeah.
With this poor guy, and they're all ripped up, and
like,
and he's all like, "I miss a hero." So basically, he's
moping.
He's moping. He's being very, very angsty.
So I would just like to say that Hawkman is one of those characters whose appearance, for me, can vary panel to panel. Where some panels he looks fucking cool, and you're like, "Holy shit, Hawkman is awesome!" And then there's other panels. Like this one here, or even this one over here, where he looks fucking ridiculous.
Well, also this one here is like,
His eyes are all big and like sad. Well, but
that's part of the mask.
I know, but like they look like cat eyes. It's just very weird.
Well, also too, this is weird because his mask is, you know, like his head is like it's gigantic. Look how big that is.
I know. I mean, like that's why I was laughing because like the wings are insanely huge. They're just like they're literally like as large as his torso.
And sometimes he doesn't look like that,
right? And sometimes he's like, some panels he's just drawn so fucking badass, and other panels you're just like, dude, no, just no.
So basically, Shayera has been abducted or sent to some
dimension, other dimension, like that's between life and death, maybe.
Yeah, she's in some sort of purgatory.
Yeah, and there's like a big brain.
There's
there.
A big brain.
I guess.
And a bunch of, like, random, like, goop things.
Yeah, and, like, squiggly
floaty bees.
Things that you sit on.
And she's bound, they're bound, her, and she's in there with Gentleman Ghost for some reason.
And also, I guess this is Stewart's wife, this woman.
Oh, is that who this is?
This is my guess, because she just died, right? So.
Oh, this makes sense now.
Yeah, so now it makes, because I was like, I was trying to figure out if John Stewart was married when I was trying to. I don't think he has.
John Stewart was a swinging bachelor.
Right, that's kind of what I figured. I was like, did he? Maybe he was married, but I, you know. But no, so this is Stewart's wife, and she's dead. And
I think she's been murdered.
Yeah, she's made some sort of deal with the brain thing to, like, get out of this purgatory. She has to swap them out for, like, another person, yeah. I guess, is what's going on. So, somehow Hot Girl got pulled into this, and somehow Gentleman Ghost is here. And Gentleman Ghost, I have to say, confuses the hell out of me. Because I don't understand why he has a hat. I mean, I guess it's to tell me where his head is. Not that the monocle wouldn't do that for me.
Right.
So, like, what's his deal?
I forgot why he is invisible, but basically, like, he has, like, a hideously scarred face.
Uh-huh.
And he proves himself to be, he's invisible by doing that. And he has some sort of, shadow, not shadow, but he has some weird powers. He has some powers that, like, basically, you know, I just read about him today. Here's the thing, though, that
you just read about him, like, literally, like, no, 5 minutes before we even did this, you just forgot about him.
No, I read about him earlier, but here's the thing. Here's the reason why I don't remember anything about him, because I read about his weaknesses.
Oh, well, that doesn't help.
And I read it, because I can't remember his weakness, and this was the thing that I remember the most, is that apparently he cannot touch nor be touched by virgins.
fucking funny.
Because I guess at some point...
What if Gentleman Ghost is a virgin?
Maybe. Like,
how does that work?
Well, he's a gentleman, so maybe
Does that mean, like, he can't touch himself?
Yeah.
Like, how does he go to the bathroom?
He just goes, So, you know, but I mean, it's, I think
okay,
that...
Okay. Hold on. All right.
Well, you go ahead. Are you ready?
Yeah, I was going to read this to you. What were you going to say?
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, okay. So, Gentleman Ghost Jim Craddock is the son of an English gentleman who was abandoned both Jim and his mother, forcing them into poverty. He grew up, became a robber, who terrorized England in the 1800s, and he encountered ghosts, blah, 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 and I think, oh dear, what is this? Okay, that's gross. Somebody lynched him after wrongly assuming that he had sexually assaulted someone named Cinnamon, but he eluded death to rise again as the Phantom. He learns that he must wander the earth until the spirit of his killer moves on to the next plane of existence.
He may be waiting.
Yeah. But
because there's no guarantee. I don't think there's any guarantees on that, considering how many dead people there are.
Well, no, not only that, but it says, unfortunately, the guy who lynched him and then the woman that he was wrongly accused of sexually assaulting turned out to be reincarnations of ancient Egyptian royalty, and they can never truly pass on. Both are eventually resurrected as Hawkman and Hawkgirl, and the Gentleman Ghost becomes their recurring nemesis during the 1940s.
Okay.
That's what it says.
That's convoluted
that's
as a, shit.
That's.
But so why is he all monocle-y and stuff? Because he's British?
Well, yeah, he was an 1800s gentleman who, like, of noble birth, but who was left in poverty.
But anyway, but so apparently.
Anyway,
that's
his deal.
But he can't touch virgins because apparently he tried to attack Stargirl and he was unable to do so. Because apparently Stargirl. You know, because she's a girl.
Because she's a virgin who can't drive.
Yeah. She can't drive?
It's from Clueless.
Oh.
You're just a virgin who can't drive.
That's funny.
Sorry.
I the thing is, I loved the movie Clueless, and I have not. I totally should have got that. Anyways.
That's okay.
So, anyways, back to this.
So, weirdness. Obviously, nobody in this comic book is a virgin.
Yeah, because.
Because he's all helping and touching and. Groping, I suppose. All right, anyway. So, wait. Back to what I just read. Now, granted, that was just one incarnation. It could be different for this comic book. But if he needs the spirit of his killers to pass on, wouldn't he, like, want Hawkgirl to stay in this purgatory place? Instead of trying to help her? Like he does here?
Maybe they're aliens at this point, though.
Oh,
because that's also yeah. That's why his that's why that's also a thing too. It's like, well, no, they're also aliens that were Egyptians or some bullshit.
Well, no, because like they were like aliens who like landed in ancient Egypt and like blah 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 and like it's convoluted.
Oh yeah, they
it's
got
all convoluted. It just makes no sense. Anyway, so they're trying to get out of this brain thing.
And so we go back to. Hawkman, and
who's just really having kind of a little whiny bitch fit.
He's got his curly hair.
Yeah, he's got a nice little curly hair, but he is just being a dick. He's like, yeah. I have to get Shire back, blah, 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 blah. Man, you don't understand what it's like. I've lost everything. Lost my planet, lost my woman, I'm sad. And the other guy's like, hey, my wife, like, died yesterday. And he's like, I don't care. Like, he's just kind of a douche. Having a little fit.
Yeah.
And then he, like, goes out the window to go do something.
He goes to, he goes to find the other ghosts.
Apparently there's more ghosts. Running around. Because, yeah, why not?
And so he goes out to the ocean. I guess there's a ghost that's...
He sees a ghost and he, like, runs after it. And he's like, oh, I'm gonna find Shayera. Here's this ghost thing. And it's raining like hell.
Yeah, he goes to find...
Yeah, he sees it, and he, like, stops his whining to go chase a ghost.
Yeah, he goes chase this ghost who apparently has a mask, and the mask is, like, some sort of indicator that keeps him, you know...
Ghosty?
Keeps him ghosty.
Yeah.
So now we're back to Shire, and...
Well, no, Hawkman gets zapped by a beam when he's chasing... the ghost. So then we go back to Shayera, and Gentleman Ghost is trying to help her get out of these, like, light bond things that are keeping her trapped. And he's just not really having any luck.
Well, he's not having any luck, but then the brain apparently
fell asleep.
Goes to sleep.
Like, literally, that's what happens. He falls asleep, and they're like, hey, you can see his brain waves, like, they're little zigzaggy lines that's encircle the brain, and they're like, oh, his brain waves changed. I'm really glad we can see them. So he, like, zaps the brain, which makes the brain lose focus on the bonds that are holding Shayera, and she gets out.
They get out, and they're going to leave, but I think they have to, John Stewart's wife.
We're just going to say it's John Stewart.
She starts, like, fading away, so I think they go back. I don't see where they go back for her, but they do.
Right, yeah. They're just, like, staring at her, and she's yelling, save me, and then we cut back to Hawkman.
Hawkman got teleported. It wasn't a late, yeah, he didn't get shot, but he got teleported.
Well, he got zapped by a beam.
Yeah, zapped by this beam. And
now he's underwater.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Okay. Sure. And then he's in a ship. I don't know how that happens. Because he says, like, he's like, oh, underwater and inside what looks like a spaceship. Oh, I guess he gets zapped into the ship.
Yeah, he gets zapped into the ship, and he's observing.
Just wandering around looking at the ship.
Yeah, there's a bunch of.
It's a bunch of shit where he's like.
Which is stuff okay. that I feel like I should have been reading the other 15 issues of this book.
Right. To like, understand okay, whatever. Is. And then all of a sudden, Water Ghost actually breaks a window. He's a ghost, but he can physically, like, break a window and fight with Hawkman. So he does. And for some reason, this ship doesn't, like, just implode in on itself.
It's somehow he's able to start it up.
Yeah, and like steer it towards the surface, maybe.
Yeah.
And he like shoots out one of the lower decks, so like the water will go into. I don't know. It doesn't. Whatever. He doesn't die. And he doesn't drown, and he fights the ghost. Still, it's very convoluted. Right? Like, he's there, he says, oh, I'm blasting through the lower decks.
He blasts through the lower deck to get all the water out of the ship.
Which would that makes no sense whatsoever.
Yeah, apparently.
It is not.
He shoots this gun, which apparently is enough to blow a good-sized hole.
Enough to save his life.
Enough to save their life. And then he's in there with this hockey-masked
ghost man,
which, what the he's like, because he's explaining to him, he's like, no, you're not really dead. You can come back to life or something.
Yeah, like, concentrate on it or something, and he concentrates on it, and then he takes
the human form. Yeah, he explains that this guy is a ghost. He got exposed to some sort of disembodying chemicals, so basically he died without dying. That's how he explains
it. Sure, that's a thing.
He became a ghost without dying.
He needed to
bring his mind back, you know, and get himself back in.
And he did, and he's butt-ass naked when he does it. So he, like, appears in this
public Well, he hits him with, like, this decoder or some sort of gas or juice or whatever.
Yeah, and then the guy is human again, and he's like, wow, I'm human. I'm gonna kill myself.
Yeah, because he's like, because I think
it takes a real dark turn, you guys.
Oh, you're like, it goes off a cliff.
You're all like, okay, like, here's this ghost guy, and he's coming back, he's fighting Hawkman, and then you're like, oh, what? It, like, goes after school special, like, immediately. It's just very, like, he grabs that little gun that Hawkman used to shoot the hole into the floor, and he puts it to his temple, and he pulls the fucking trigger.
He fractures himself.
Yeah, he kills himself. Like, he's only around for, like, 6 panels. Like, not even, what, 4 panels?
Like, literally, he's
butt-ass naked, shoots his head off.
It's like, you just had your humanity back, and he's like, you got me wrong, I don't want to be back a human. What is humanity? I should have been dead. And he's like, dead.
He's like, I should have been dead 60 years ago. And he blows his goddamn head off. And Hawkman's like, what? I mean, it, like, it took, like, seriously a turn.
And Hawkman right away gets, like, pissed because he's like, my girlfriend's gone. This is bullshit.
Yeah, he gets mad because he's like, that guy was going to take me to Shayera. And he just, like, starts, like, hitting things. And, like, breaking things. Like, he breaks his gun and he punches a console. And he's just being a douchebag. Like, this guy blew his head off in front of you, and, like, your only reaction is, like, my girlfriend's gone, like, punches a wall.
Yeah. He's being...
Guys, I gotta think about me.
He's being very selfish.
It's all about me.
And, you know, instead of just thinking of another opportunity to figure out how to get Shara back, which I understand he's having some issues with that.
Yes.
It's not easy.
No, it's not easy. But he would probably fare better if he just calmed the fuck down and, like, formulated a
plan.
Flip
the fuck out, Hawkman.
But instead he just flips the fuck out. It just makes everything worse.
Yeah. So basically,
we're back in brain world.
We're back in brain world. But what the hell's going on? So how the hell do they get out of here? They're like running out of here.
And then there's like bubbles.
He gets the wife out, and then he.
This is my favorite. She says, like, at when Hawkman is like slamming stuff around, he's like yelling her name, and she hears it somehow. So somehow, like, she's getting closer to like the edge of this brain world, and like closer to Hawkman. And Gentleman Ghost is like, I don't hear it, but if you hear it, we'll follow you. So she's like, there, he's calling out in such a pain, somewhere beyond those wisps of weirdness.
Wisps of weirdness.
And they're just like these bubbly.
That'd be a good name for a book.
Yeah.
So she sees, so he's flying around. You know, so Hawkman's flying around.
With like
and
a stick?
What is that? He's got a metal girder, like from the ship that he just smashed. On his little thing, and apparently, you know, Hawk, you know, Shara's in the brain world cloud, and she's yelling for him.
He can't hear her.
So for some reason, he comes across these horses.
Yeah, there's like horses. It's, you know, we're, again, now he's out of the ocean. He's out of the ship. He's back in the city, still raining like hell because it's a terrible storm. And there's like all these horses. And he, like, lassos one of them?
I think he punches a horse. I think he's punching a horse here.
Oh, you're right. He actually did. That's Hawkman punching a horse.
He punches a horse.
Did you take a picture of that?
I think I should. I think I'm going to need to take a picture of that.
Because I think that's going to probably be our little icon, Hawkman punching. I'm assuming that's what he's doing. It says wham, wamp.
He's wamping a horse, and it's like he has his metal. He just flies, and then like
with like a girder,
it looks like he lassos one because he grabs the lasso from this woman's hand.
Yes,
that's there.
Yes,
and then
he lands, and she thanks him.
Thank you for punching my horse.
And he's like, forget it. Like she's like, hey, thanks. He literally says, forget it. And then a tree falls on him?
That's right. Now I'm figuring this out.
But, like, nobody...
And then the whole building falls on him.
I like, though, he still has the branch on him, though. Like, I like how he didn't... Like, he was able to get a fucking ship that was at the bottom of the ocean that was filled with water. He was able to get rid of the water. He was able to watch somebody commit suicide in front of him. He whamped a horse, but he's taken out by a fucking tree branch.
Well, also the whole building fell.
Well, no, but like, look at him. He's like, oh, like.
Yeah, he looks pretty.
Like, he looks like he's done before the building falls on him because he looks like he's unconscious when the tree branch slams into him.
No, he's just having like a bad day.
He's really just having a bad day, so he's all crabby. But like, then a building falls on him, and that's it. Like, he's stuck under a branch in a building.
That's the end of the penultimate issue of Hawkman, volume 2, number 16, from November 1987.
Well, that's a book that exists.
It's a thing that happened. I like that. Actually, there's a letters page.
Uh-huh.
Why is this letters page? It's called Opinions Birds.
Maybe. I don't know. I'd have to
because it's just
that
called apostrophe Opinions. It's the letter of the bird.
Oh, like, I bet it's supposed to be Opinions.
Well, you know it's supposed to be Opinions, but I mean, opinion could be a bird.
It could be.
There's a lot of letters here, too. A lot of people be writing letters.
Well, this is back before the internet. This is the only way you could, like, talk to people back in the day.
There's a lot of letters here.
There's
an adorable... I love this picture here of them reading their mail with the birds.
I know, yeah.
I took a picture of that, actually. I think I'm going to... I was thinking about using that. But I think I might have to take a picture of Hawkman punching...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
It's a bird, right?
No, it's the outer part of a bird's wing, including the flight feathers.
Oh. That's kind of a stretch for a letter column.
Yeah, that's a really obscure...
Well, you could just call it airmail. You know? Right wing...
Carrier pigeon...
Wing rights. Wingdings.
Wingdings.
I don't think Wingdings was a thing back in 1987, but if it was, that's what I would have named my Hawkman letter page.
That's why, as a 7-year-old, you did not work for DC.
No. It's a shame.
It is a shame. Great. I would have liked to read the Wingdings column.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's the Hawkman.
Yeah, that's it.
Go punch a horse. Okay, we're back here on West... Whatever.
Whatever the fuck the name of our podcast is. Yeah, we're back here now.
I give up.
It's probably for the best. I mean, maybe you would feel better if you went and punched a horse in the face.
If I whamped a horse.
You whamped a horse. I mean, just like, I would have loved that. Find one and just like,
puh. I would have loved that woman would be like, you just whamped my horse. Thank you.
Whamp.
And he's like, whatever. Tree branch falls. End of series.
So angry, you guys.
I wish that's how you would have died.
It's so brutal.
I wish, like, years. I wish it would be great if that's just how Hawkman just died overall. Like, and then nobody just cared. And then, like, years later, like, Superman, like, flies by. It's like, ah, it's Hawkman. He's all bones. And he's like, he's under this tree. And this woman's like, and then he finds the woman. And she's like, I would have helped him, but he whamped my horse.
Yeah, he just totally whamped my horse. I just like the idea that Hawkman is such a fucking baby. He's like, man, I'm angry. Man, I'm going to punch this thing. Man, instead of just being like, okay, hold on. Like, I have a serious problem. I need to calm the fuck down and think.
Oh, he's flipping the fuck out.
Yeah. You know what makes it all better? Yelling and punching.
You know, I think as too, as I've read other Hawkman comics.
Does he always do that?
He's not, I don't know. He doesn't seem like, I'm always confused.
I mean, I get grumpy. Grumpy is one thing, but like, meh.
He's a bit of a sausage.
A little bit. It's kind of acting a little bit like Gloop from the Gilmore Girls, where, like, everything makes him, like, yell and, like, throw things at people.
All right. Well, let's get on to our next selection here. This is Alpha Flight.
This is something else.
Holy shit.
I have never read an article.
So here's the thing. We have yet to do any X-Men or X-Men-related books.
Yep.
This is, like, X-Men... three times removed.
Yeah.
Because they debuted in X-Men and Wolverine's friends with them. But they're basically, you know, obviously.
These are the cousins that you have that you really don't want to talk to and you only see them at weddings. And then you're like, oh my God, how can I be related to these people?
Because they're Canadians.
That is Alpha Flight.
I'm actually intrigued by Alpha Flight. Like, I think I might want to read more about Alpha Flight. Just see more about what the hell's going on. Because it's kind of a weird bunch. You know,
yeah.
you got the Sasquatch, you got Puck, you got Shaman, you got Vindicator, mm-hmm. or soon to be Vindicator.
Mm-hmm.
You got Aurora.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Snowbird.
Mm-hmm.
You got North Star.
Mm-hmm.
You've got people.
Do you just want me to continue to respond in the affirmative, or do you want to read this book?
Let me tell you all about... Later on, there's a guy called Box.
Does he... You harness the power of boxes?
No, unfortunately.
Does he go on to, found UPS and...
That would be great, though.
It's like, but it's Box.
He's just like, I get you really good deals on shipping. That's my mutant power.
I'm really good at logistics, you guys.
So, anyways, we start with Sasquatch. He's in the Canadian Rockies.
He's really having, you know, Sasquatch having some fun.
Legit Sasquatch.
Mm-hmm.
He is legit.
Pulling up trees?
He is basically a doctor who...
Is a Sasquatch?
Is a scientist, and he could turn himself into a Sasquatch, but he remains smart. He's kind of like a furry Hulk.
Or like Beast, if he had the option of turning back into a human.
But he's not nearly as Beast is not nearly as strong as him.
Interesting.
Like he's like Hulk strength.
Okay.
So he's, you know, which is why for some reason I love that it tells you that he's in like the southeastern British Columbia, you know, like because you got to make sure that guys, this is really Canadian, okay? You know, like later on they all go to Tim Hortons, and they watch This Hour has 22 minutes,
and they all eat poutine.
They all eat poutine, and then they go. And you know, watch DVDs of Kids in the Hall.
Hey, Canadian, if anybody out there is, like, Canadian or likes poutine, can you explain to me why is poutine a thing? Because gross.
It's like eating cottage cheese and gravy and fries.
No.
Three things that should never go together.
Right?
But they end up, but Canadians were like, yeah. And it's funny
what
because
the hell,
we,
Canadians.
It's funny because we people criticize Americans for frying everything.
And fair enough, like we deserve that. But like to criticize us and then not say anything about poutine, like what?
The fuck? They get plenty of shit for poutine.
They should get plenty of shit for poutine because that is a fucking abomination.
So Sasquatch, for some reason, is clearing some land. He's clearing some land. Yeah, like for some, I don't know why.
It takes him like 5 hours, and he's just like knocking down trees and pushing over rocks.
He's literally lifting like an entire part.
Yeah, like a whole piece of land, like a piece of land big enough to build a house on. He just lifts it up.
Why is he doing it?
I don't think he knows himself. It looks like he forms a dam, and then he creates a waterfall.
Yeah. And he does it because he wants to help these contractors or something. Because they're supposed to be building, like, a sanitarium?
Yeah.
Here? In the Rockies?
Sure. I mean, that's a good place for a sanitarium.
Sanitarium.
Because if you escape, you'll just freeze to death. So, you know. I do have to point out one thing about Sasquatch. That just throws me off my game, and it is his loincloth made of hair. So basically, Sasquatch is, if you've never seen him, he's a Sasquatch. He's a big furry beast man, and he looks just like you would expect a big furry beast man to look, except right where his dick is, he has about a 3-foot swatch of hair that just hangs between his legs. And it's really weird. It just makes him look like he's got a humongous hair cock. It's just this big, thick, fucking girthy hair cock.
That was actually his name.
His original name was Haircock.
Humongous hair cock.
Yeah, you should have seen him, like, back when punk was a big thing. He used to just, like, make that thing into a mohawk. Just, like, stand straight up, dye it purple. Stand straight out, try to walk through the door with big old hair cock.
I would actually like some fanfic written about Sasquatch
and his hair cock
existing in 1970s
in
New York City at CBGB's, walking around with his humongous hair cock. Punk hair cock.
Punk hair cock.
There you go. That
He's
was
got like a leather jacket.
Leather jacket made of Wolverine.
Sure. Wolverine was still alive back then.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he could have won. They weren't there. So anyway, so he's out here doing the, helping these contractors. And Aurora shows up.
Yep. And apparently this is her new look.
This is her new look. And for some reason, she doesn't have to be with her brother Northstar.
Yeah, sure.
Because normally her and Northstar are able to be together and they're basically like they generate a bunch of light together. That's their powers. I did a little bit of reading on Alpha Flight and just kind of understand, but she's basically like a flying candle.
Yeah. So I have a question about a lot of the Marvel issues, this is totally off the subject of this particular book. A lot of the Marvel issues that we read, I feel, are like connector issues.
Uh-huh.
They're connecting a plot point of a storyline. They're getting you from point A to point B.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this is another one of those issues. So my question is, does Marvel just do a whole fuck ton of these? And like, is this their game back in the day?
I think this
Or do we just have really weird luck to always pick connector issues?
Well, here's the thing. I typically don't go out of my way to buy... If I'm buying like a book, I kind of don't like to buy ones that are smack dab in the middle of like these crossovers or something.
Well, no, I'm not talking about crossovers. I'm talking about like this is literally like connecting whatever plot point A going on in the Alpha Flight to the next plot point.
Yeah,
that will happen in the next book.
So do you feel like this happens a lot in the Marvel books that
we read? I really do. I feel like we get a lot of these like connector issues.
When I buy Marvel books, I kind of try to find or try to pick stories that are standalone in some way. And this one kind of is because it introduces one of their villains.
I feel you're saying that you put a lot more thought into picking these books than I think we actually do. Not picking these books to read, like when we buy them.
Well, because I actually want to read them.
So do I, but I like literally just pick them up and go, yup. How do you think we ended up with that Hawkman?
Well, because we wanted to read a Hawkman.
Well, I picked it up and went, Gentleman Ghost, Hawk Woman, perfect. And I like literally threw it in the pile.
You were actually
That was my only thought process. It's not like we stand there for like being like, well, this is this more standalone than the other one? No, it's just pick it up, go, this cover looks fucking stupid, and I throw it in the pile and I buy it. Like that's some of them I could do by cover,
yeah. I pull that off by cover.
I feel like you have a lot more thought process than I do, which also might explain why I usually buy double the amount of shit that you do.
Yeah.
Because we go in and I'm like, I'm only going to buy like $5 worth of whatever, and I walk out with like $20 and you buy like $3. I don't even know how that happens.
Because I'm a continuity snob.
I know, and you're like pulling out your app, trying to check to make sure that you're not like double buying.
Well, no, why would you want to do
that? I want to buy all the Catwoman. I don't know, maybe I'll make another pair of shoes out of them.
Well, then you need to go in with that explicit purpose.
Well, I just buy them. I have no thought. I'm just like, must collect. I just buy stuff. Okay, so anyway, so like, Aurora shows up.
You just gave me a bunch of shit.
I know, I did.
For being a conscientious, actually having a fucking plan,
and then I'm just like, duh.
Our listeners are just gonna be like, my God, he actually reads these?
Yes.
He actually pays attention to stuff he buys?
Yes. Yeah, I don't.
But people, look at this book.
Oh, I would have picked that up too.
Yeah, you totally would have picked it. Alpha Flight without Alpha Flight on the actual cover.
Whatever. I would have just been like, it's a giant gold face.
It looks like fucking Iron Man as a chick, as like Susie and the Banshees.
Yeah, she's got resting bitch face on this cover.
Yeah.
And I'd have been like, this chick has resting bitch face. I will buy this book. That's literally my thought process.
So that's why I bought it. It being a connector issue had nothing to do with it. I didn't know anything about that.
Is it just that maybe Marvel just spent a lot more time making sure they built a story? Because I feel like anytime I pick up a DC, there's at least some sort of action going on. Like Marvel, these people didn't just talk to each other for an entire issue.
Yeah, no, you're right. There's really no punch. Actually, I don't think anybody throws a punch.
Nobody throws a punch in this one.
There are zero punches.
There's no fighting. There's no whatever. It's like these people are just talking to each other and it's plot point. So either Marvel has a much better sense of story structure and like actually building a story, which they probably do back in the day. This is back in what, 90?
This is issue number Alpha Flight number 20, volume 1 from March 1985.
Okay, so back in 85, maybe they were just like, okay, we actually have to tell a story. Like you would tell a story in like a novel or whatever, and DC is just like, make somebody punch somebody in the face.
I think that's what they do.
Is that what's going on here?
Yeah, I think DC just like, you know, I think back in the 80s, they were just like, you know, and actually any era, they're just like, nobody's punched somebody. Because there's actually literally some of these DC books where you're just like, I actually buy it. Like I haven't worked, there's an issue of The Ray that we're probably going to do at some point. And, you know, it's like, it's almost as if like they kind of like have no faith in these books in the first place. So they're just like, punch somebody in the face. Let's get it. We have to do it now. We can't tell a story. So, and that's why. And
I feel like Marvel actually was, they like trust people to read the story before you get to the punching.
And that's why, you know, Alpha Flight, you know, The Ray was only around for maybe like a year and a half, and Alpha Flight was around for like 10 years.
Right. Because people were actually like invested in the story.
Remarkably, too, because I mean, Alpha Flight, it's just a weird. That's why I'm like, this book was around for like almost, you know, for 10 years.
Yeah, that's
so obviously, that's somebody did something right, and there might be something interesting here about Canadian superheroes.
All right. So anyway, Aurora shows up. She's like, "This is my new look," and everybody just starts sexually harassing her.
Because these contractors are like, hey.
They're like, oi, oi, oi. They're like basically like just trying to grab. They're like, hey, are you that type of girl? She's like, I'm not that type of girl. And then she like kisses one of them. She's like, yes, I am. Because I guess her and Sasquatch are dating.
Sasquatch has got a thing for her. I don't think they're not dating. I think he's like,
he likes her.
He's into her.
But she seems to know that because she comes to ask him why he hasn't shown up yet. That's the only reason she shows up. She's like, hey, just wondering, aren't we supposed to go somewhere? Or like, whatever. And he's like, oh, I told you I'd be home at whatever. And then she, like, kisses these weird contractors. And then Sasquatch, like, you know.
I like how
he jokingly throws them aside. He's like, oh, you.
We're Canadians. Toss.
Yeah, we're going to be nice about the weird kissing and sexually harassing on both ends. Because she just, lays a kiss on this dude.
I like these guys because some of them, they look like they're members of the band Boston. You know, or maybe the Canadian version, but so like Rush, like they're Rush roadies, you know. And this one guy's like literally like, hey, look at this superhero, she's pretty hot, you know. And she's all like, yeah, smooching dudes. And then the one guy's like, man, we've only seen the daughter, you know, the boss's daughter. Now we got another one. Might as well strike while the iron's hot. And I'm like, you know,
was he just thinking like, oh, she just showed up. Obviously this is a receptacle for my dick. Like, I don't know exactly.
What hey,
this
a guy woman. Was. Can I, hey, hey, mon ami, can I put my croquette in you? You know, because
yeah. Thank God, I've been hanging on to this thing forever. I need to put it inside of your cozy.
Hey, can I give you some of my Timbits?
Hmm.
Yeah, so and but actually, I'm glad Sasquatch is like, hi guys.
He's like, boss. Yeah, he's like, I'm sorry, only me and my hair cock get some of that. And she's like, oh, fine, whatever. And then she just flies away. Like, she had no reason to show up. And she,
she's being saucy.
She's, I guess, sure. And she's just like, look at my new outfit. Yeah. And so then she flies away. And now we're in someone's living room.
With so they're with like
Ice Queen.
Okay, so this girl here with the blueness, she is Snowbird.
Snowbird. See, I knew I had something to do with the cold.
Okay, Snowbird. You know what Snowbird's ability, mutant ability, is?
Making things cold.
No, you would think that given her look, but no, she's able to turn into any Arctic creature, like Arctic animal.
That is the most useless ability.
She could turn into a snowbird. She could turn
Arctic fox.
She could turn into an Arctic fox. She could turn into a polar bear, which she has done plenty of times in the past. So it comes in handy when they're fighting. She could turn into a polar bear and fucking do polar bear shit.
That's the most useless ability.
In Canada, obviously somebody, you know, thought this was useful.
I would love to read, like, an X-Men or a whatever about, like, people who have really shitty mutant abilities. Just, like, the most
pointless. Well, they have those.
Do they? Where it's just like,
I mean, they don't have it, but they intertwine them with other people that actually have.
No, I just want to see like the mutants who like can't cut it. Like, they can't do anything cool. They like, the only thing they can do, they're like, I can turn into a box of tissues at will, and you're like, wow, that's such a great man. That would suck
if like it, because the thing is too, is if you're a mutant and you're like, you know, because mutants are persecuted,
yeah,
you know, and you know, in the Marvel universe, a lot of times, you know, traditionally, and. They, you know, if one of them has a shitty power, you're just like, man, I'm getting, you know, right. Shit on, but I can't do literally, like, a turn like into tissues.
Exactly. You're just like, okay, well, I'm getting persecuted and that blows ass and it sucks and I'm so angry about it, but, like, at least Storm can, like, conjure up a tornado.
Yeah.
I turn into a, you know, a polar slug bear. And I just, like, sit in the garden. Like, that's all I can do.
Well, maybe you can help cultivate the earth. I don't know. That's why Professor X had a school to help students.
But even, like, could you imagine going to that school? You'd be like, oh, well, here's the girl who can run through the wall. And you turn into oranges when you're angry.
You have citrus-based powers.
So you could, like, squirt in someone's eye. And it might irritate them.
If somebody needs a screwdriver... beverage. You know, basically, Wolverine will follow you behind you with a bottle of vodka.
And you'll never have scurvy. Yeah. So congratulations
Unscurvy.
On that.
Unscurvier.
So we're going to go over to the guy who can literally make ice out of nothing. You hang out over here.
So anyway, so that's Snowbird. And then they're talking to Talisman, who is, I forget what the hell she does. Apparently she's got some sort of headband that she tries to take off.
Can't take it off.
And it hurts her head.
Yep.
Because she's...
But isn't she what's his name's daughter or...
Who, Shaman?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Or sister? I feel like they're related.
I feel like they're related. She
and he's was they're both Native American.
Yeah.
To my understanding, I have to say a much more sensitive representation of Native Americans than Adam Sandler's current Netflix representation.
Most representations of Native Americans.
He's like not an Italian guy crying over trash.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Yeah, no, that's one thing that Alpha Flight got right, is being cool to Canadian Indians.
Well, that's nice.
So.
Shaman's there, and then there's this guy, what's his name?
He's Puck.
He's just a little dude, like a little strong man, maybe?
Puck's thing is that his physiology is such that he's basically the consistency of condensed rubber. And he has
like a rubber ball?
Yeah.
Okay.
So basically, and he has durability and strength. Like, he can lift, like, 10 tons. Like, he's super strong. And basically, like...
Could you throw up against a wall, come back?
Yeah. but in a way that, like, he's used in a way where he's kind of like how... Colossus throws Wolverine.
Okay.
In the movies, fastball special. Like, you could use him like that. And he's also very agile. So, and fast, so he can run and just basically, he's like a hockey puck, and he can hit people, and that's, his...
And extremely painful.
His big thing in battle is that, he proved himself that way.
Okay.
So he's actually he's actually a very valuable member of the team, and they're with Heather McNeil, who, at this point, she is not Vindicator yet, because her husband, James McDonald, formerly known as Guardian... just blew up maybe, like, I don't know, like 16 issues ago.
Can I just say one thing about this? Because it's very bottom panel. She's talking about how her husband just died. And she says, and now Mac is dead. And I keep expecting, because they're at her house, I guess her childhood home. And I keep expecting my mother to come through that door carrying a big sign that says, I told you so. So I'm like, did her mom be like, don't marry that guy because he'll eventually die?
Well, yeah, because he was, like, a government scientist.
Yeah, but, like, isn't that kind of what's going to happen to any relationship? Like, if you're in it long enough, eventually one of you will die, right?
Yeah, so, but I think
your parents going to just be like, don't get married, your spouse will one day die?
Well, that's just weird.
Right? Like, that. I didn't know how to read
that. Yeah, I think she was referring more to the fact that he was, like, this government scientist that was mixed up and stuff. Because literally, he had this, this suit, that was like a cryostats and, not cryostats, but it was like this, this circuitry that allowed him to be, to fly and, basically, have electricity and stuff, and shoot and be basically like a living, like a flying weapon. And... He something happened in one of the issues, and he got, like, the suit blew up with him in it, and she witnessed it, and,
like my explanation better.
Yeah.
I just like the idea that, like, someone's parents would be like, you know what, if you marry him after you've been married for 60 plus years and you're both in your 80s, one of you will die, so don't do it. Okay.
So anyway, so Puck is,
kind of into her, though.
He's into her, and they're having this conversation about life.
Talking. And shooting the shit.
I'm actually fascinated by Puck's ears, because I feel like just one of them, is like...
A cauliflower ear.
Cauliflower ear.
Yeah, that one right there.
Yeah, his right ear is a cauliflower ear.
I kind of like that, actually.
Yeah, and...
I like that little detail.
And he also has an adorable little chair. I think that chair is like...
It's special for him.
It's special for him. It's little.
That's all right.
I know that's mean.
No, it's just he's a little person. That's all.
I know, but it's like, hey, we got your chair, buddy.
Yeah, that's good. That's helpful.
Yeah, they're being cool. So he, so he's talking to her, and then Shaman comes in to have some bro talk with him. You know, I like how he sits on the floor.
Yeah.
In the kitchen.
Yeah.
Because I guess
that's just condescending. But also,
I think it's also this is the stereotypical Indian part that they were like, hey, he's a shaman guy, so why don't we just have him Indian style on the floor to talk to the little guy?
That's right.
And I was like, come on. You know, he could bend over, you know.
Or you could just talk to him like a normal human being and just, like, stand there like he's doing in the other panel. But no, he's got to sit down and be condescending.
And for some reason, he's explaining to him how at some point she's going to need somebody to turn to and how Puck should not
turn her away.
Turn her away when that comes. And he's like, dude, I get it.
Like, if I'm into why would I?
He's like, I'm into her, but I'm like twice her age. I don't think I could be what she needs.
And he's like, Joel, just do it.
And his shaman's just like, do it.
Just take one for the team. Worst wingman ever.
I would have liked it if he would just pulled his little chair up from under him and be like, you do it.
Do it. You're going to take one for the team. You're going to make sure that you keep her occupied so I can get with this one. And then, I don't know who this one is. I'm just making that up. I'm pretending I'm a bro at a bar. I'm imagining how that conversation must go. So then we cut to a lake.
What was our lake? Because this is why Aurora was trying to find Sasquatch, because they were going to take this trip on this lake. Because actually, from what I understand, they're going to this house.
Wait, so that's Sasquatch, that guy?
Yeah, this is Walter. That's Sasquatch. He's no longer Sasquatch.
He doesn't have a hair quack.
No, he's just his regular sea shipman self, because he's wearing a little admiral's hat.
Yeah, we're going to talk about what he's wearing here in a minute. Continue on.
And he's hanging out with Aurora, who for some reason is just wearing, like yeah, it's a very 80s, like,
no.
A bikini bottom.
She's wearing a bikini bottom and a fucking sweatshirt that they wouldn't have even used in Flashdance. That is what they're wearing. And she's talking about, because something has happened to her where, like, they did some sort of experiment where her mutant physiology is not the same anymore. So she can now feel, like, hot and cold where I guess she couldn't before. So she's standing there literally in nothing but bikini bottoms and a fucking sweatshirt that goes off one shoulder and it's like a crop top. She's like, I'm really cold. This motherfucker over here, who's wearing a chunky-ass turtleneck sweater and a fucking jacket, is just like, well, it's probably really your physiology. Does not give her his jacket. Oh, no. No, this woman just walks around in nothing but bikini bottoms and this stupid thing, freezing her ass off in the wilds of Canadiagua. Or wait,
Vancouver Island.
There's a town by Buffalo called Canadiagua. What's it called? How do you say it?
Why am I blanking on it? Canadagua.
I like Canadiagua. Anyway, so why he's like, literally she says, I'm really cold. And he doesn't give her, like, what? Anyway.
Yeah, he's kind of a sausage. Right? Plus, he can also at any point turn himself into fur.
Right, so he could just be like, here you go, and just pfft.
Let me Sasquatch my bra, my shoulders.
Right? Like, he wouldn't be cold. No, he's going to make this fucking woman literally, for the rest of the comic book, walk around in a pair of panties and flash dance in the woods, which I'm sure she's going to get, like, ticks and Lyme disease and fleas and whatever the fuck else is out there in nature.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're heading on this lake, and they're going to some house that apparently... Sasquatch,
his family.
Yeah, it was in his family, and they're thinking about using it as a potential headquarters for Alpha Flight.
Mm-hmm.
And so they go, and they're, you know, they go in.
Yeah, he says something like, "It used to belong to my great aunt or my great grandmother."
But she had like a million husbands.
She had 8 husbands, and everybody says this place is haunted. And so he unlocks the door and it just opens very easily. And he's like, well, that's weird. I didn't expect that to happen because no one's been here for like 30 years.
It takes them like 30 years to get to this fucking door.
It really does. Like, there's a long talk about the door. And he's like, oh, this is weird. Like, you know, it's clean in here. Like, how strange. And then he's thinking about
how weird she is, because
apparently she has a split personality.
Yeah, split personality, but part of her is, like, super French, and then part of her isn't.
Yeah. There's like the girl who she is, and then the girl who she is when she has powers. And I don't know. So she has like these two personalities, whatever.
And I guess she doesn't have any of these powers now because she's wearing Flashdance.
I guess.
And she, you know, anyway, so she's walking through this house, and like
he like gets sucked into a hole or a door. He gets door
sucked into a door. She finds, and she's like, she finds
his hat.
Where he might be.
Would have been really helpful if she found his fucking jacket.
And so, like, the lights go out in the house, I guess.
Yeah. This is funny because it's literally an entire page and a half full of black panels and speech bubbles.
And now, is she talking to herself or is she just thinking to herself? Because they don't look like thought bubbles.
Well, there's thought bubbles over here on this page. And then over here, all those little thingies disappear. And so I'm not sure, actually, if she's thinking anymore or talking, because it's just a bubble. Because yeah. You can tell over here it's a thought bubble. It's got the little think bubble parts. But there's no speech indication. They're just bubbles.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, maybe this would be like narration boxing today. I'm not sure.
But she's thinking, like, all the stuff about herself, how she's like, I'm this, and I'm great.
I'm Aurora. I'm not that other girl who was, like, locked in a closet, and I can't. My powers are sunshine or something. And for some reason, she doesn't use them to, like,
and she thinks back to something, you know, conveniently put, because it's, like, a very exposition-y part.
Yeah.
Where it's, like, you know, she's thinking back to something that's, like, oh, and then this part with Spider-Man, which happened in this episode.
Yeah.
You know, it's, like, you get one of those little editor boxes.
Yeah.
You know,
you have two of them right next to each other.
Well, because there's so much information.
Well, my favorite part about it is that one of them is just like, you know, one asterisk is like, this issue number 7. And then there's another one on the same panel where it has two asterisks, and you look down there and it's like, this issue number whatever. And it says like, dash, Dennis. And then the second one says, dash, Dennis again. But they're right next to each other.
Because you might.
So I don't know why you. Because it might have been
somebody else. Because it might have been somewhere else. Like, you know, like Stanley might be like, I want this one.
This one's mine. I just want to write.
Generalissimo's got to step in.
And so maybe I don't understand how her power works.
Because yeah, well, I was thinking that too. I was like, you're a light woman. Why don't you just turn on the light with your body?
That's what I didn't understand either. Because if you can, literally, if you're just like a candle, why are you wandering around in the dark?
Yeah, you could just turn.
Wouldn't you just make yourself glow and be like, "All right, cool."
Yeah,
save on electricity. So she finds like a sliver of light. And there's the ET phone
home finger,
right? Babe. You could just bzz, bzz, bzz all over the place.
Just kind of walk around and be like, "Hey, where am I going?" Oh, great, there's a door.
Right, it's like using the flashlight function on your iPhone. Like, just do that thing. Yeah. So she like finds a door and she opens it and there's these like gold statues of the husbands.
And they're all, like, different, from different eras. Like, one of them looks like...
like a Viking, I think one of them looks like a Viking, maybe?
One looks like, what's his face? Fucking Sherlock Holmes.
Right. Is that, like, a Roman soldier? I can't really tell.
They're a gentleman ghost.
Yeah, so there's just, like, there's dudes. There's
some British... Yeah, and apparently, they're alive.
Yeah, so there's these, like, gold statues, and she notices that their eyes are moving, and she freaks out and, like, tries to run away in her little panties. We get stopped by Gilded Lily.
Gilded Lily. This is the whole issue. This is the thing that's funny is that
she's on the cover.
Cover and they're like, you know, she's giving bitch face and they're like, guys, try not to forget her because shit's about to go down.
You don't see her until like, what is this, like the third to last page?
It's the last page.
It's the second last page.
Second last page and she's like, haha, I'm Gilded Lily. And she's like, where's Walter? And then Walter has been covered in gold.
Yep, and he's stuck. And so have his clothes.
So she cannot wear his jacket.
She can't put his jacket on. I hope Gilded Lily might, like, give her one of those robes she's wearing. Because, I mean, she's just walking around this place with no pants on. Who the fuck does she think she is? Lady Gaga? Ridiculous.
You know, she should get a new outfit or whatever.
Flash dance. So, yeah, see, the letter page in this one's called Alpha Waves.
Well, real quick, Gilded Lily's power is to put people in a sheath of gold.
So, like, gold leaf?
What do you mean?
So, at craft stores, you can buy what's called gold leaf, and it's very, very, very thin sheet of gold.
Yes.
And so what you can do with this is you can take it and you can put it on stuff.
Yeah.
So she basically does that.
Yes. She is basically a Michaels.
supply store that only deals in gold leaf.
Yes.
So I guess we would have to read the next one because he looks like he's frozen, but they're still alive.
Yeah, they're still alive, and I guess from the way, basically what happens is he gets free by turning into Haircock.
Oh.
Which I'm like, why don't you just do that now? Why don't you just fucking walk around here in Haircock and be like, if, like, this broad shows up, just fucking punch her.
Yeah.
Don't turn me into gold, smack.
Yeah, stop it. This is
my house. It's our house now.
Well, apparently that's his, like, what, grandmother or something?
Or his aunt or something.
What, whatever. He's somehow related.
She dies soon anyways.
Explodes.
Yeah, she dies.
Yeah.
The spoiler alert. Alpha Flight. Don't be mad at me.
Yeah. Don't be mad about something that came out in 1985.
Yeah. But right, yes, the letter page is called Alpha Waves.
It's probably a better name than the other one.
And Pinions.
Pinions.
Yeah.
Because that Pinions reference is like, that's a really deep dive.
They could have called it, like, Canadian Bacon or something, or like...
Then it would just all be about that John Candy movie.
Or, like, they could have called it Letters A.
No.
I would have liked that, or it's like, you know, whatever, a toonie for your thoughts.
Are you just trying to turn it into that, like, Nick Kroll sketch?
Yes.
What was it called?
It's Wheels Ontario.
Yeah, that's it. Tunes?
Tunes?
Tunes. No.
So, what do you call him? Coach Teacher?
Yeah, Coach Teacher.
Coach Teacher.
What are you doing, Coach Teacher?
Gene Creamers. Actually, I would love it. I would like Nick Kroll to write, or whoever it is like on his team, I would like writers of the Nick Kroll show and Nick Kroll to write Marvel's upcoming adaptation of Alpha Flight.
Hmm. What, and, you mean as his character in Wheels?
No, I just want him to play, I want them to bring his Canadian knowledge to this.
Does he have of Canadian?
Well, knowledge? He does because that sketch is totally like Canadian. Like, well, when I watch Canadian TV because I grew up in Buffalo,
right?
And you get to watch Canadian TV. That's exactly how those shows looked, and he nails it. That's why I'm like, dude.
Well, doesn't he just have like a bunch of Canadian writers then? Because Nick Kroll himself is not Canadian.
No, he's not. But he probably has like he probably had access to Canadian stuff like I did.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely possible.
So he should write the Alpha Flight movie.
Because you're the first person I've ever heard tell me that there was Sesame Street in French.
Yes. There's Sesame Street in French.
And there's a bear?
There was a weasel guy, and then there was a polar bear named Basil. And they, because occasionally, because it would just be like, because the way it would go is they would just show you, like, regular Sesame Street, and then they'd be like, learn how to count in French, like un, deux, trois, quatre, cinq, six, seven, and that's probably not how you say any of that stuff. And then they would do like some French lessons, and then like go back to your regular like Sesame Street stuff. And then occasionally you have like all those little sketches with like, you know, Snuffleupagus and Grover and all that stuff and all that stuff. And then all of a sudden you would just get like Basil. It would just be show up out. It's like they just be like, all right, this is, we're putting it here, and that's where it was.
Basil.
We're gonna look it up.
I'm gonna have to show you. Because
you could like yip 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 guys, and then also be like Basil. He'd be like, twa cat, you know, whatever.
I never got any of that. I grew up in Colorado.
Well, yeah, because you're way far down. You'd have to live.
No Canadian TV.
Yeah.
What a shame. I would have liked Basil.
Basil.
Was he a polar bear?
He was a bear.
Was he fucking snow, whatever her
Snowbird.
Name is? Snowbird.
It would be funny if
Is that her? What she does with her mutant
power? How terrible would that be for kids if you just turned into some Canadian woman in the middle of like an episode?
That's her job. She's just like, all right, transform into a Basil the bear. Basil. Ooh, whatever. And then she just transforms back and like, you know, goes to have some Tim Hortons.
She just flies into a Tim Hortons. She just goes into the Tim Hortons as the bear and just grabs like a bunch of Timbits and goes, ah! And
it'd be better if she actually like became like Robin Williams' character in Death to Smoochie. Where she just like loses her shit because like another mutant becomes Basil, and then like she's just trying to like get her job back by like fucking with that other mutant. It's a really good movie, you guys. Just watch. Death Smoochie gets a bad fucking rap, but it's really funny. It's dark as shit, and it's really funny.
It's a great movie.
Just go with it. Just go with it. I saw it in the theater, and it was like me and my friend and like a bunch of like other people, and no one else laughed but my friend and I the whole time. But we were right, and they were wrong.
And we're still right. Because you showed it to me, and I watched it, and I loved it.
It's a great movie.
Yeah. So I guess that's it. Because I can go on and talk about Canadians for, like, ever. So that's Alpha Flight number 20 from March 1985. And that's it for our show this week. Thank you for listening. Actually, it's nice because we get some people. I don't know who you folks are, but you love our show.
And you listen and... Thank you very much.
You Instagram and you tweet.
That's very, very kind of you to actually listen to our show. We appreciate it.
Yeah, to integrate, you know, it's all worth it.
It is. Yeah. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you very much. So, once again, you can find me on Twitter. I'm at Angry Hero Sean, SHAWN. Also, the Instagrams and, also my Tumblr, theangryhero.tumblr.com.
And I am at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram, jenstansfield.tumblr.com and jenstansfield.wordpress.com, where I continue to review Gotham, at least until it's over, which is one more episode, and the Gilmore Girls. And I will have to say I'm really looking forward to one day finishing the Gilmore Girls.
Maybe you'll do the full Alpha Flight and take 10 years to finish.
Somebody told me there was a fucking 158 episodes of the Gilmore Girls. I was like, what the fuck did I get myself into? I gotta review all of them.
Why are there that many episodes of Gilmore Girls? That's a lot of episodes.
There's seven seasons of it.
That was on here's the thing, though. It was on WB, though.
That's true. WB shows last for fucking ever. Supernatural's on the WB, or CW.
You said CW, I mean, it's...
And it's been on for, like, 9,000 years.
Well, same thing with, what's the other show that's on that feels like it's been on forever? Oh, Vampire Diaries.
I think that has also been on for 9,000 years.
That's the thing. Like, well, there's shows like that show Rain, which you're like, that show looks like garbage.
Still on.
And it's, like, in its third season. Right? Because no shows could cancel. But here's the thing. They do cancel shows that are actually good. It's weird. Like, they canceled that Hollywood Complex.
That wasn't CW, though. It was a Fox show.
No, it wasn't.
No, it was a Fox show.
I never watched it on Fox.
We watched it on Hulu.
Yeah, but it wasn't. But it was on. It was a CW show.
No, it wasn't. It was a Fox show.
I swear it was a CW show.
I'm gonna look it up.
And somehow got canceled. Somehow they said, this is not presentable enough. We have to cancel this stupid show. Because people, you know, because it was... I think I remember there was a guy on there who was a comedian. And, like, somehow he did, like... He was a really bad comedian. And then he did, like, one, like, passable set. And then he ended up getting, like, picked for...
It wasn't called The Hollywood Complex. What was it called?
The Hollywood Complex.
No, because that's
Oh, shit. Now I'm forgetting the name. The L.A. Complex.
L.A. Complex, that's it.
The Hollywood...
It was actually really... It was real as fuck. I think that's why it got canceled.
The Hollywood Complex is actually a documentary.
It's a documentary.
About the Oakwoods. So if you live out here in Los Angeles, and if you ever hear of the Oakwoods, and if you're an aspiring child actor, you'll find your way over there.
Yeah.
You know. Corey Haim died there, too. So... The L.A. Complex is a CW show.
No, it was not.
It just kind of...
Oh, no, you're right.
I knew it was, because I was like...
I could have sworn that it was a Fox show.
You think it would be a Fox show?
You know what, you're right. It was a CW show. Yeah. But it got canceled after like 6 episodes, which is such a fucking shame, because it was actually really good. I liked it anyway. It was also very real because it was like, look at all these people suck at Hollywood. Which, when you come out here, you're like, oh, that's what this is like. Shitty jobs and sucking ass and...
What suck all ass. I'm surprised none of them had a podcast.
Right? That would have been the next season.
Actually, yeah.
That would have been the next season if they ever show, got another season.
If that show
everybody has a fucking podcast.
If that show would have made it to, like, up to, like, maybe, like, 2 years ago or whatever.
Yeah.
there would have been a lead that the comedian guy would have totally had a podcast.
Of course, he would have had,
and it would have been like one of those things where they would be like, "It was like we're number 12 on iTunes, dude. We got to make it." And then like somebody spills something on their blue mic, and then you know,
that's funny.
No, my hard drive, all of my past episodes, my premium subscribers. I can't pay my Libsyn fee this month. What am I gonna do?
Podcast
come on, CW, can you do a show about podcasting, a drama about podcasting,
just really really good looking people?
Yes, I want that so bad. Now's the time to do it. Now's the time, because piss off all the podcasters, you know, just being completely like, you know, like unreasonable things, and so people will watch it. And everybody will think that this is how podcasting is, and it's really not. Mm-hmm. Dude, yes, I did it in my basement one day, and now all of a sudden it's like I'm the biggest star in Hollywood. Yeah, look at me on this billboard, you know.
The glamorous world of podcasting. Is now a good time to mention that we do this show from our couch?
We do this on a couch and basically shout.
No microphone, we just yell at the computer.
We have tried microphones in the past, but now I just kind of resigned us to shouting into
the computer.
I'm
literally like crumpled over and like I'm folded in half so I can try to get my voice to catch here, and I'm just yelling at a fucking computer screen.
Isn't that what you normally do?
Well, with my like
regular life for computer yelling, yes.
Yeah, I get in trouble for that a lot.
So, but also, too, this is just a little last thing. Like, I do this professionally.
Yep.
This is my job.
And yet our podcast is fucking taped on our couch.
We could tape it in the studio.
Yeah, but we'd have to go there.
Well. Anyways, that's it for this week. Hope you enjoyed our little musings.
Yeah.
I'm glad we get to do this.
It's fun.
It's fun. All right, folks. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years. One of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.